Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. This is Peyman Motahede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and a host for this weekly program, where every week you will learn about a new thing about freedom and your rights and your money that you did not know about. Tonight, I will be sharing with you the answer to the question, part three of whether the average American, like you and me, are we required to file and pay the federal income tax? This is part three. Tonight, I will be focusing on the social security income tax question. Now, on 2 weeks ago, on the February 14, 2018 Freedom Hour, I covered the wages and salaries, whether they are subject to tax, that of the average American. On February 24th, part two, I covered with the average American salaried wage earner person. If your company, your boss who you work for, are they required to steal or withhold a part of your paycheck for the IRS? And tonight in part three, I'm going to focus on the Social Security income tax question. So I want you to listen to the other two parts. If you haven't done that, you should do that first. Watch part one and part two. Now tonight, part three, the rabbit hole gets deeper. Remember this, folks. I believe the movie Matrix that came out in 1999 is the most important movie of our lifetime. That's why our bumper music is that of the Matrix. It tells you about the lies that we're living, that surrounds us, that we take it for so granted that those lies are true, until Morpheus offers you the blue and the red pill. And you take the red pill of
criminals, the 10 months.
To my friend, you're live with me. What's your first name? Okay. Okay, I'm area code 352 myself. Okay.
It works if you don't up to 10 pages, and I'll review it for you for free. Okay. We've got Cara Gellis from Erica 202, right? Here we go. You're live, my friend, from Erica 202.
Hello.
What's your first name?
Casey.
By the way, you got a, we're getting a echo. Yes.
Hello. Hello. I don't hear you. Can you please call me back? My name is Casey.
Just wait. Okay. Let's try again. Okay. Casey, are you there? Okay. Well, Casey hung up. Let's see if you have another call with a question. All right. Do you have someone else with a question, folks? If you have a question, you must press 1 on your telephone keypad. That lets me know that you have a question. Then we can unmute you and get your question answered. So remember, the number to call for a question is area code 657-383-1755. Casey, call back if you have a question, okay, because I should be able to hear you now, and you should be able to hear me now with your question. Does anybody else have any question besides Casey? If so, this is your chance. because we're going to be ending their Freedom Hour very soon, my friends. Okay. All right. Well, looks like there's no caller for tonight, folks. Sorry for the technical problems, folks. I hope you found this education material, folks, helpful, informative, and empowering, as I found it when I first came across this information. You do what you have to do, folks, to get this out there to your family, members, friends, co-workers, and your congressman. Write your congressman to have him stop the deep state from breaking the law, from violating the law. We have a call for Miracle 641. Okay? You're alive, my friend. Call for Miracle 641. If you have a question, please announce yourself now.
Hello, I'm Dwayne Bowman from Iowa.
Okay, Dwayne. Well, I can hear you good, my friend. And do you have
a
Freedom Education package, Dwayne?
No, I haven't, but I just got your video tonight, and I'm watching, and I want to sign up for it because I need it. I've got the Iowa Department of Revenue after me and the Attorney General after me, and they've had me locked in my house for the last 3 years. They took my ability to register and license vehicles away from me, and that's against U.S. Code 18-242, and how do I hold them accountable?
I wish I had a simpler bullet to give you with your complex, deep question. With you, you're in a mess on the phone. Your situation is like calling the doctor. Say, doctor, I got a backache. I got a neckache. My eye hurts. I got a gout. I can't sleep for the last few years. Can you help me on the phone how to cure all this? That's
well,
what
I understand
is.
That. Well,
so
I have a situation,
my friend, you know, I got to do a full examination of your situation. Like the doctor, you go for a visit, check your eyes, back, neck, feet, you know, a blood sample, whatever, and then analyze it and then give you answers. So with that, you obviously had a history of several years of fighting these crooks and you've been losing. I got to see what's going on and I can help you with that. So send for a private one-on-one
consultation. And they're after – Yeah, sorry, they're after me because I haven't filed a federal income tax or state income tax since 2013 because my CPA forgot to do it and he contacted me in 2015. And I figured, what the hell? They haven't contacted me since then, so why shouldn't I just continue on until I hear something from them? Well, now I got something from my attorney general kind of raising hell, and after I fired back at him saying he was in violation of some U.S. codes and the Constitution – he cleared up part of the issue and everything else, but he won't answer some of my questions. And then he's telling me I still need to file all my back income taxes and federal income taxes and all that. And I don't think I need to. Hell with them.
Okay. Well, I agree with you in principle. But bottom line is, my friend, without seeing the specifics of your case, I cannot help you. You got a complex situation.
Okay.
I mean, knowing what Ray wrote to you, what you wrote them, how am I supposed to read your mind, read his mind, read the letters? I got to see those letters, my friend, because I'm glad you called.
Yep.
But send it for a private one-on-one consultation. Look, I'm very, very busy. I apologize to every one of you that I spoke too fast at times on the Freedom Hour. I'm so busy, there's only one of me, that I try to give you as much information as quickly and efficiently as I can, and sometimes I speed up too much. I'm very busy. The courses will help you, but you got a messy situation, my friend. So
yep. Now,
you did just send
now,
your paper
what
to me. Uh-huh.
Okay. What
send
can I say to get them off my – okay. All right.
I can't
how
say
do
nothing.
I send it to?
There is no silver – I wish I could tell you that, folks. If I could do that – you know, there be no need for me to feed a mosque. I'll give you here. Take this pill, and they go away.
Okay. Okay. What? How do I send it to you? How do I get a hold of you on the side or out of here?
Call for your mosque at 813-444-4800, and you'll be told what to do. Basically, you could email or fax or U.S. mail your paperwork to feed a mosque. Either way, that's easier for you. But you just send for the funds for the consultation, which is normally $360 an hour, but the first hour is only, 240 cash only to Freedom Law School by priority mail. Call us with the tracking number, and then you count it as paid as soon as you give us the tracking number from a U.S. Postal Service, okay? And then we get on the phone, and within an hour, I can analyze the information pretty much in full. 99% of the time, in 1 hour, I can analyze exactly what you got, what the source of your problem is, what are your solutions, your options, A, B, C, your risk, rewards, cost, likelihood of success of every available option, so you know clearly which is the better way for you to go forward from here. I'll do that within 1 hour. And if you decide to upgrade to one of our freedom packages, from the beginner's freedom package or a quick start freedom package or higher, you will get full credit for what you paid to Freedom Law School as well, my friend. Okay? So call us at 813-444-4800 from 9 to 6 Eastern, and the details will be given to you again if you want to. Not a problem. Okay?
All right. How about a question for everybody? I mean, so should people not go file their income tax this year? They still have until April 15th. Should people just walk away and not do it? Can you answer that live on the air for people?
Yes. I'll ask you this way. The answer is don't do anything unless but you know what you're doing, unless you're informed, unless you're educated. You've got to do your homework. Number two, everybody got to quit looking to the government or me or somebody else as your God. We got to rely on our own brains and our own eyes and read the law. Okay?
Yep.
Until April 15th, you have just under 2 months to go. Take a little time. Read the law. Go to our website. It'd be very clear. I'm telling you my opinion. No American should file up income tax. But you remember this. You're dealing with the crooked, devious, intelligent IRS deep state management and double crooked U.S. Department of Injustice lawyers and quadruple crooked judges who conspire to rape you, to hurt you if you're unprepared. Get prepared. As a filer or non-filer, 10 times more filers go to jail than non-filers. So whether you file or not, there's a chance the government, the deep state, can mess with you. In my opinion, non-filing is far safer. I'll show you on our website. You have to check it out. If you go to Educate Congress tab, and listen to audio calls I got there. I talk about that, you know, in detail. Listen to those calls there I've done on our website, okay, on the Educate Commerce tab. You know, but you got to be prepared either way. Whether you file or don't file, you got to be educated and prepared. Don't be a mindless citizen that you simply just do or don't do something. So back to your question.
I agree.
Should everybody file income tax? My opinion? No, nobody should file income tax, but I'm asking everybody to read it, check it out, verify what I'm saying is the truth for yourself before you act. Also verify what the government says before you act or file like they say. That's why I always say write your congressman. That's why all of our freedom packages, beginners through royal freedom packages, they all include letters to your congressman, every one of them. Here's on our website, you see that, okay? You see that. All these freedom packages include writing to congressmen, okay? And again, Educate Congress page, you see it comes up, folks? It's write to congressmen. You should do that. That's your right. That's your connection to government. The courts will not hear you. The IRS will also ignore you and fine you. Go to Congress. That's the only chance you got, unfortunately. Do that, okay? And when they don't correct you, they don't show you wrong, you know you're right, and you've done your due diligence, you've done your homework, they will not dare take you to a jury of your peers to try to put you in jail because they will lose because you present your defense of the law to the jury.
Yep, that's great. And I think that's true. And we want to take, you know, we want to go back and our forefathers give us the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution for a reason, people. Stop paying taxes. Let's abolish this federal government. Don't go vote for this fictitious government in Washington, D.C., and we can take it back. Let's take it back home, folks.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you for a question. We got about 3 more people with questions
right
now. Okay, thank you, my friend. Thank you for a question. Okay, who we have next with a question? Call, what's your first name? Call from Erica 203. Casey, you're back on live. Casey, do you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hello? I'm unable to hear you, but my question is, how can you avoid not filling out the forms for an employer to have your taxes removed? So I don't know how I'm able to hear you. I heard the previous call or conversation, but now I don't hear you. Hello?
On the Education Materials tab, and you'll go down to the How to Stop Income Tax Withholding. Okay, there's a tab on the drop-down menu, How to Stop Income Tax Withholding, folks. Click on that link, okay, and there I've got the sample letters to send your congressman, send it to your job, to your work, to your boss, employer. It's all there, okay? Here it is. Letters are here, folks. I'm going to improve them, by the way. That's what you want to do. And I've got audio calls that's on YouTube and on Blog Talk Radio that talk about this in more detail. Listen to those calls that I've done in the past and read the instructions and follow that. Okay? Thank you, Casey, for your good question. Hopefully you can listen to this later on since you cannot hear me. You can listen to this on recording, hopefully later on our YouTube channel or on blogtalkradio.com. Let's go to the next caller from area code 810 from Utah. What is your first name, my friend? Caller from area code 810, you're live on Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. What is your first name?
I know I'm not from Utah.
Okay. Here you are, my friend. What is your first name? You cannot hear me either? Okay.
I know I'm not live.
Okay. Okay, go ahead and talk. What's your first name? What's your question?
Oh, are you speaking? Okay. Am I live?
I hear you. Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not from Utah. I'm from Michigan.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay. My name is Daniel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a free education package at Freedom Law School, Daniel? Daniel, do you have a free Freedom education package yet? Daniel, go to speak. I cannot hear you. Okay. We have a trouble with Daniel. Let's go to the next caller we have calling with a question. He just, for some reason, his voice dropped out. And let's see. The next caller we have is calling from area code Woodland. Let's get that on there. Okay.
Hello?
Hold on a minute, folks. Cause we have... Yes, ma'am. Okay.
This is Casey.
Can you hear me, Casey? Okay.
Yes.
Very good, Casey.
Yay.
Hope you heard my answer to your question. Did you?
I heard very little, but I believe to go to your website and go down to the How to Stop Income Tax Withholding.
Yes, on the education
material.
Okay,
I heard that part.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Another question I may have is, or are you going to speak about the bill, the H.R. 25 that's out there? I wanted to know, how is it that you go about to have it signed because it's sitting out there?
I've never heard of H.R. 25. I have no idea what you're talking about. Oh, but I looked it up right now as you speak. Talk about the Fair Tax. Okay.
Yes.
I see.
The Federal Tax Act of 2019 abolishing the IRS and enacting a national sales tax.
Okay. Well, I'm open to possibility. There's one thing missing with this national sales tax issue.
Okay.
First of all, the rate is too high. Number two, there's got to be something in there that says that Congress finds that the 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution was not properly ratified.
Okay.
Because the deep state crooks in the IRS management, U.S. Department of Injustice, and double crooked courts have declared the 16th Amendment of the Constitution allowed the income tax to exist. When this issue was taken to the courts have said, ooh, this is a political matter. We don't want to talk about it. We cannot adjudicate, rule on this issue. Take it back to Congress. So Congress, if they add to that, that the 16th Amendment was not ratified, therefore the income tax excuse is taken away, therefore will not have 10, 20, 50 years from now have a national sales tax and an income tax on top of that. Because you know what they're going to do in 5 or 10 years? We will impose income tax on those that make over $10 million a year. The super rich.
Mm-hmm.
On top of the sales tax. Oh, that sounds good to all of us. Yeah. If you make over $10 million a year, that's fine. Impose 1% tax on them. If you make over $100 million a year, then 5%. Oh, that's the top rate. That's no big deal. You're going to make a lot of money. It's a very low tax rate. Then just
okay.
After 1913, they're going to drop that from $10 million to $1 million, and the tax rate is going to go from 2%, 1% to 2%, 4%. Then they're going to take that from $1 million to $200,000 and, minimum, and they just keep – that's how we end up with income tax for today.
Okay.
The original income tax in 1913, you made at that time – if I remember right, $100,000 of 1913, and the rate was 1%. And a 100,000 of 1913 was equal to about $10 million a year.
Oh.
So nobody objected to somebody making $10 million a year and paying only 1%. That's how they snuck in the income tax. And then decades later, it became a tax on the average American. 30 years later, in 1942, that withholding from the average American worker's paycheck, salaries and wages, and everybody else. So that's got to be in there. Otherwise, we will end up having a national sales tax and income tax both in a few decades down the road. Okay?
Okay. Okay, so is that something that you would talk about in the future, or is there a way to educate us more on that, if it's beneficial or not? At this point, you think it's not?
I just gave you my summary of this issue. I just summarized my years of research on this issue, that this thing is in its present form not good.
Okay.
Okay, because in its present form, this thing is going to end up having down the road a sales tax and income tax both. Just like many states, like International Communist Republic of Mexicania, formerly the Golden State, has a sales tax and income tax. Right?
Yes.
Many states
have
a sales and income tax both. Well,
right.
The federal government is going to do the same thing down the road if you don't make sure that the Sixth Amendment is not declared to have never been properly ratified, because it was never properly ratified by the three-quarters of the states by 1913 as required by the U.S. Constitution. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Casey. My pleasure. Okay. Let's go to our next caller. Okay, let's see who we have, from what area code we have. Remember, folks, if you have a question, call 657-383-1755, and then push 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question. We have a call from area code 810. Let's try again. Call
Hello,
from area code 810 from Michigan. Yes, I
do
can
you
hear
me?
Now. Can you hear me? Yes.
Okay, there we go. So
What's
sorry about that. My first name is Daniel.
Daniel,
I had previously talked to you last time by the phone. My question is that how a couple of people had kind of like answered this on behalf. Is there any way to, one, abolish both for IRS and also for getting rid of the Federal Reserve? And on top of that, two, does our president of the United States of America know about this income tax scam?
Well, of course, there's a way you can, of course, your question was, can the And the Federal Reserve also be abolished along with the income tax. Okay, I heard that's the question that you're asking, my friend. Of course, there's a way. The way is we got to educate more Americans about that Federal Reserve is a privately owned central bank that is owned by the big banks, Chase, Bank of America, Citibank, and Wells Fargo, and Goldman Sachs, those big five.
Okay.
They're the major owners of the New York Federal Reserve. That they is the head of the beast of the system. And the banks make our money out of thin air by fraud.
Okay, so on
but
top of that,
too,
that if...
the problem is that we got to educate American people about the importance of this issue so that their House of Representative members and their U.S. senators
yes.
will support this issue to at least right now U.S. Senator Rand Paul and House Representative Massey of Kentucky have proposed legislation to at least audit the Federal Reserve, just to audit.
Okay.
We can't
okay.
even get that passed through Congress. Let's do that
okay,
as the first
so...
step to show the corruption and criminality of the Federal Reserve. Then we have more public support to eliminate that. Yes, it can be done, but we got to wake
okay.
up and educate more Americans. Okay.
So on top of all that, too, for the third question linking to all those questions, is that does our president, since Congress and for the Democrats wanting for his returns, does he know personally that there is no law that requires any average American to pay or file a tax return?
Well, I don't know what's in Donald Trump's head, so I cannot answer that question with any certainty, but I would suspect that he does not know that. He is still, in many ways, deep into the matrix. Let me ask you, did you know about
okay.
income tax fraud 5 years ago, 20 years ago?
I knew about it from 5 years ago, that's of course, and I've been trying to set people free.
Okay. So, the bottom line is that I don't know what people in their heads. So let me get to all
right. Okay.
I haven't found a code section making a corporation liable for the income tax in the 50 states. As you saw, we had the laws we just read tax corporations that were within Washington, D.C., Virgin Islands, Guam, and American Samoa. We read some of that tonight. So if you're in those U.S. territories, yes. But I haven't found anything outside of those territories according to the way the law is written. Now, Congress can tax, in my opinion, corporations within the states because it involves the privileged activity. Okay, but I haven't seen that. Now, my question is, why would you want to have a corporation at all? Get rid of your corporation is one option you may want to consider. You may want to operate through a limited liability company, perhaps, LLC. You have options, okay? Now, I'm asking some of the questions on YouTube. You guys on YouTube posting questions. Another question is, what happened to Sherry Jackson? Well, I've done a call on that subject. That's a whole call by itself. In short, I give a short answer. Then you go to our blog, Talk Radio, and link. I'll show it on our website, okay? If you go under our Freedom Hour link on our website, livefreedom.org, go there. It's Freedom Hour. Click on that, folks. You can bring it on my screen, Lynn, the Freedom Hour on our website, okay? When you go there, folks, click on the Freedom Hour. Here it is, okay? Click on that, and you go down to Blog Talk Radio. Let's see. Here we go. Blog Talk Radio. Okay. The first click here. You see that? You click on that, and that gets you to our previous calls we used to have. And as you go back, you're going to see Sherry Jackson. I covered that. You're at the bottom of the page. I'm going down. You see, click 2, 3, 4. Go back. I'll cover Sherry Jackson in detail. Nice lady. Good patriot. Simply, Sherry did not do her homework like Joe Barrister did. It's that simple. She would not have gone to jail. No. Simply, she also went for patriot mythology, basis legal theories, like I'm a sovereign state citizen. Don't play in the system. I don't go to Admiralty or French flag courts. I don't play in the statutory courts. I go back to common law. Things like that. And that's what got in trouble. Okay, but listen to that call in detail. I'll cover it in more detail. And let's see what other questions we have. Any questions we have anymore on YouTube, folks? Okay, does IRS Code Section 3402 and 3403 give the IRS authority for the withholding compliance program? No, they don't. The IRS lock and letter withholding compliance program which they send a letter to your employer and to tell your company you work for to have money stolen from your paycheck at the maximum rate of giving you no allowances, over withhold on your W-4 that you filed deliberately so that you are forced to file a 1040 confession form to get the sum on that money back. That's a completely illegal program of the IRS. The regulations of the IRS go beyond the scope of the laws. The statute does not allow the IRS to have those regulations. The regulation of the IRS go beyond the scope of the law, and the IRS does it also illegal. So they'll give you no legal avenue opportunity to challenge the arbitrary law. Okay? So your law school plans to challenge that. But, folks, these challenges cost money. They're expensive, folks. This stuff, folks, takes a high degree of education, reading, writing, thinking, research skills, folks. Takes years of experience. Lawyers are paralegals that know this stuff. I can count on two hands, attorneys and paralegals in the country that are familiar with these laws. Okay? And these guys, you know, get paid more than some guy working at Walmart, okay, or McDonald's making 10, 15 bucks an hour, folks, okay? They're highly skilled people, folks, highly talented, intelligent people, okay? It takes money. Guess what? We don't have enough financial support to pursue these things because the victim of these guys doesn't have the money. I mean, by the IRS and my employer, okay? And then, so that's why you getting our courses, freedom packages, enables Freedom Law School to put some money aside to fund this kind of litigation for those of you who are victims of the IRS withholding program, okay? So if enough of you do not support us, folks, we cannot continue to do, we cannot do some more of these things that we want to do. That's why we're so dependent on your support. You can donate to us, or better yet, just get one of our courses, one of our freedom packages. Let us help you. Let us support you. Let us take care of any freedom issue you have and help you live free now and you support our freedom, you know, cause, helping others as well. Okay? Now, some people ask, when I can get the physical copy of the U.S. Code document, Title 26, IRS Code? There's two publishers I know out there, folks, okay, that can do that. One is a research Institute of America, RIA.com. Okay, RIA.com. Okay, they have that. Let's see, research. I guess that's not the one. I'm gonna search it online. Okay, it's called the. Let me go look up for it. Research Institute of America. Let's see, America. That's one publisher I knew that publishes these things. Yeah, they have that. Okay, you can get that from them. Also, the one interested at Commerce Clearinghouse is another one. Okay, I'm gonna bring it up. Okay, Commerce Clearinghouse. That's CCH.com. I think is their website. Commerce Clearinghouse. Okay, check that out. I don't know why it's got this differently. So write Commerce Clearinghouse. Write it up. Those guys publish the physical copy of the IRS Code if you want. You know. But these days, why pay? Why pay $120 for a book where you can get everything on the internet for free? That would be my suggestion to you. Okay? Any more questions, folks? Okay. The question is going to come to me. Let's see. We answered a question about withholding compliance program. Okay. We have a call from area code 562. A call from area code 562. If you have a question, okay. Let's see. If you have a question, announce yourself.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Your first name, my friend. Yes.
Hey, this is Damon. Damon, how you doing here?
Good, Damon.
I'm gonna
ring the clock. What's on your mind, Damon? What's going on?
Hey, yeah, I got a question. It's concerning the word corporation. Out of the U.S. Code 7701, the definitions, it lists corporations corporation as associations, joint stock companies and insurance companies. But my question on the, well, two questions really. My question on corporation, if since it said companies with an S, does, and if a person has their own corporation that they apply for, and yet they don't have another company with them, would that still considered a corporation?
If you form a corporation, it's a corporation. It's not you. Very simply. I'm not sure what you mean by the rest of what you said.
Oh, because I'm, you know, just looking at that 7701 definition, a corporation would be companies or joint stock companies together, you know, companies with a, you know, a letter S at the end. That's what I was being bothered by.
Well, but remember, that applies to corporations that operated out of the United States and states.
Uh-huh. Right?
And then the United States and state was defined as Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, Guam, and American Samoa. Not Mariana Islands, for example, no. And not the 50 states either. Only those specific four territories.
So only those state territories outside of the 50 states.
Yes.
Is that correct?
And the 50 states doesn't cover.
And one more question on the corporations. The government, I'm not sure if this is makes sense or not, but can the government have corporations, or that's just, or they don't even get involved with that?
Well, of course. In fact, the law covers those. The law covers those corporations. Okay? Your question is, I guess people are not able to hear your question. You said, does the law cover the, the question was, what the question was asked was, can the corporations be taxed? And as we went earlier, only corporations in U.S. territories, I listed earlier, they're the ones taxed, not in the state. That's the law shown.
My second question was, can the government itself have its own corporation?
Yes, of course. In fact, it does. The law, as we read, does cover United States government or its instrumentality. What does instrumentality mean? A corporation or entity or agency that the United States government created. So it definitely would cover a corporation that the United States government created. Okay?
So just make sure I understand. So other than those states, territories outside of the U.S., the government itself can have its own corporations also within the 50 states.
The government, U.S. government, can have its own instrumentalities, and even though those instrumentalities are not within, have branches in the 50 states, they're headquartered out of D.C., out of Washington, D.C. They can be taxed because they're headquartered out of D.C., the U.S. government can tax those agencies or corporations that the federal government has, or at its employees within those agencies or corporations of U.S. government.
Wow, baby.
Okay,
thanks
Damon.
A lot. Yeah, thanks
You're
a lot
welcome.
Because all these definitions and codes and stuff, boys, the way everything worded, even though it's specific, it's very sneaky if you just have the common man's understanding of it without using the specific government, definition of, you know, all this territories and all this other kind of stuff that they're using. Just the average person just reading the U.S. code.
Damien, people can't hear your question. For some reason, people can't hear you talk.
Oh,
Damien, okay?
Oh,
I have to repeat what you say. So I answer your question. Let me go to the next person with a question.
Cool.
On YouTube, somebody is advocating filing UCC-1, folks, which stands for Uniform Commercial Code. Folks, there's a big baseless patent mythology out there saying that Uniform Commercial Code is under common law, it's supreme law. What the government is doing to us is by use of Uniform Commercial Code that, by filing a UCC-1, you go back to under common law, you get your rights back. The bankruptcy of the United States under House Joint Resolution 192, you get out of that. That was done in the 1930s. folks, all this bunch of patriot mythology. Hey, my friend, you're the one that's filing UCC-1. Don't do it. Don't you do it. Neither do you should do the secured party creditor. That's also patriot mythology, folks. That's also nonsense as well, folks. Secured party creditor, uniform commercial code, UCC-1-207, UCC-1-305 is all baseless legal theory. And guess what? No, you should not do it. You should go back to whoever told you about this stuff, okay, and tell them that's basic patriot mythology and help them. We have to combat the ignorance of patriot mythologies out there. Somebody else on YouTube is right and says you should become a state citizen. That's another baseless legal theory that claims that the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution created a new class of citizens called United States or U.S. citizens, as opposed to sovereign or state citizen of the state where you're domiciled in, like Texas or New York or wherever you may be. That's baseless, folks. Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Patrick Henry, all the founding fathers, people of their time, and you have always been state and U.S. citizen at the same time. Jefferson and Washington were Virginians, citizens of Virginia, and at the same time, citizens of the United States, which is the Union of the States. The States United. That's another common baseless patriot mythology. Okay. Now, if you go to Freedom Law School's website, folks, okay, at livefreenow.org, you'll see under, if you double click on the education materials tab, if you double click on that, our blog will come down. Freedom Law School's blog, okay? You see that? And when you get to the blog, you go down. You see many different articles I have on there. You go down to the fourth one is a state versus U.S. citizenship theory reconsidered. It was written by me in 1995 because I used to teach a state citizenship theory by error for several years. I wrote this article as my apology to those people I misled. You click on the article where it says continue educating yourself in blue in that page, okay? You click on that and you see the state versus U.S. citizenship theory reconsidered. Read that article, folks, okay? All right? You see how a sovereign state citizen, Bruce Doucette, was sentenced to 38 years. That's a life in prison. By doing this state and sovereign citizenship nonsense outside and inside the courts. Click on that. You can read about that, folks. I'm showing you real law published by the government. Law is whoever in power says what the law is. Okay? Not just whatever we wish it to be. Okay? All right, and I've done conference calls, folks, again on these issues of citizenship, folks. If you go again back to Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour, folks, link, okay, let me get that to you, folks, on our website. If you go to here we go, Freedom Hour. Click on the Freedom Hour, folks, okay? And there you go down to Blog Talk Radio and YouTube as well. Where you have many of our previous calls there. I'll lift the page where it says click here, folks. Click on that. That takes you to Blog Talk Radio, and all of our previous calls are listed there, folks, on demand. You can listen to them. Go down the bottom. You go down to previous ones. You see 2, 3, 4, 5. You go to previous calls, and the subjects are there on this subject of UCC, citizenship, national, state citizenship, that's all, and more patriot mythologies are covered in there, folks. Check it out for yourself. Okay? All right, folks, looks like I've answered the other questions that were on YouTube and I'm also on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for making this Freedom Hour possible. Thank you for your support. And I hope, folks, we have, looks like we have two more questions. No, okay, we got over 2 hours, folks. Let's end the call today, folks. I wish you the very best. Remember, share our website, Live Free Now. These Freedom Hour shows, send them to your friends, family members, coworkers, our website, our $300,000 income tax reward at livefreenow.org. Share, folks, so that we can act educated, informed, and have you be free and have America be a free country once again. Thank you, everybody. And I'll be back with you again next Thursday night for another episode of the Freedom Hour Part 4 on Is the Average American Required to Follow Income Tax? Good night.